Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, the former Albany bureau chief for the New York Daily News, now senior vice president for communications in Albany, director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about Todd Howe, lobbyist turned witness. He now gets 5 years probation, largely because he turned on others.
Yeah, Todd Howe was a key figure in not one but two corruption charges that hit upon the Cuomo administration last year. The first one ended in the conviction of Joe Prococo, Cuomo's closest aide and longtime confidant. The second one was on the upstate Buffalo Billions economic development project that led to the conviction of Elaine Calieros, who headed the SUNY Polytechnic Institute. Howe had a long history of crime. He actually didn't testify in the second trial because during the first trial, it came out during testimony that he violated his deal with the feds while he was cooperating with them. He committed credit card fraud, and he went behind bars for a couple of months as a result of that. But apparently he did enough to help with the prosecution that they recommended leniency, and that's what he got, 5 years probation rather than 14 years in prison.
And, of course, if I were to ask you the question, does what Todd Howe did still go on in Albany, you would say?
Who would think so, huh? No, of course, they're powerful and well-connected lobbyists. Hopefully they're staying above the legal line. In this case with Todd Howe, though, it does close, we believe, at least what we know about the whole Buffalo Billions and the federal investigations into the Cuomo administration. He is the last one to be sentenced. Others went to prison for their actions. But Howe, who is now living, I think, in Iowa or Idaho and working as a groundskeeper rather than living the lush life he had been living, he walks free on probation.
You mentioned Governor Cuomo. How about this joint constituent event held by AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Senator Michael Gianaris, both Democrats, the Queens, and the issue of Amazon going after Cuomo again on this issue?
Yeah, it doesn't seem anyone's letting that go. The governor keeps bringing it up and hammering Gianaris and people like Gianaris for killing the project that would have created a minimum of 25,000 jobs in Long Island City, Queens. And they're still shooting back at him, saying that he negotiated a bad deal in secret. So Ocasio-Cortez and Gianaris were taking heat at a local constituents meeting, and they again said that, this is what happens when the governor goes it alone. And it was kind of disingenuous because they were asked, after the deal was announced, they were asked to be participate in trying to finalize it, and they refused, especially Gianaris. He was asked to be on a community commission, and he said no. He said he wanted to scrap the deal, but now they're still trying to put the blame because people in Queens are upset. There was a lot of jobs that went away, and so they're trying to put the blame on Cuomo. Cuomo, of course, says, hey, we had a deal in place, and it was these local leaders who killed it. And Cuomo says it's affecting trying to bring other businesses into New York because they don't want to be, his words, Amazoned.
Let's go to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, running for president?
He sure seems like he wants to. He was in Nevada this weekend. His communications director has shifted over, according to Politico, to the political side. So it sure seems like he wants to. He's been visiting early primary and caucus states to see what his chances are. Most people give it around a zero chance of him getting to be the Democratic presidential nominee, but he certainly, as he's term limited out, he's in his last term, he's trying to at least have a voice in the conversation, which is something he's been unsuccessfully trying to do for several years. Really, since he took office, he wants to be the voice of a new progressive wave, and there are a lot of voices. His has not been among them. I would say that out of New York, Kirsten Gillibrand probably has a better chance, and her chances are seen as a long shot as well.
Ken Lovett joining us on a Monday. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.